Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I want to be there for my family. I want to be there for my kids. And I don't want to have the same limits that I saw my mom had when she was raising me and my brothers. So, I mean, money doesn't buy happiness, of course, but it does give you freedom. And you can sort of choose what you want to do with your life.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with property investor, developer, and Airbnb business entrepreneur, Theodore Collette. Stick around to learn more about the fail-proof mirroring strategies Collette has used, how I discovered the benefits of an Airbnb business, the importance of networking in the property world, and much, much more. Referring to his past experiences in trying to purchase apartments and use them for his Airbnb business, Collette discusses how he moved along his journey to get to where he is now.
Basically, I just got around the sort of people who've done what I want to do. Learn from them, because there's always someone who's done what you want to do, most of the times at least. And if you can just get around those people and learn from them, it's not that hard to apply whatever steps they took to be able to reach where they want to go.
Having moved to Australia 3 years ago, Collette delves a little into the details about his property journey between then and now, sharing how he got further into investing in development.
Getting involved in developments is my main focus now, but I actually bought a property last year in the suburbs of Brisbane as well. Yeah. In regards to strategy, I think it's different for everyone and what they want to achieve and their particular goals. But I just found mirroring is a great strategy. So you, like, step one is identify what you want to do, where you want to be. And then step two is to find someone who's done that already. And then just reach out to those people. And just really study them, research them, understand how they got there and even why they got there. And then just use their experience into your own life.
Talking more about his Airbnb business this time, Collette talks about the experiences that led him to turn the property sharing concept of Airbnb into a profitable business.
We were building a property, and you know, sometimes with the builders, they say it's going to be done by then, but it usually isn't done by that exact time. So we got messed around a bit, and actually last year we moved 9 times. We moved a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a hectic year. For me and my partner. So, like, having a dog as well makes it very hard to find somewhere you can rent. It wasn't easy. So we turned to Airbnb. And after being, you know, living at many multiple Airbnbs, I thought, hey, this seems like a pretty good thing. You guys are making some pretty good money out of this. So that was, I guess, the thing that opened up my eyes to Airbnb and what they can do for you.
And how exactly he discovered that he could make quite a bit of money from renting out short-term Airbnbs.
I was just basically talking to the host, because many times the host would meet us with the keys, or sometimes the host would even be in the same property. And you know, you just you get to know people around you and you talk to them, and I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I ask a lot of questions, and I found out that it seemed good, profitable, legit, easy to understand. And I thought to myself, why not?
With all these benefits in mind, Collette shares when exactly he decided to convert his property into Airbnbs.
pretty much straight after. Hey,
wow.
same night. I was like, okay, how can I make this work? What can we do?
Thinking back to the strategy behind all this, Collect talks about the process he underwent in order to find suitable Airbnb properties to invest in.
Basically, again, go back to the strategy where you find people who've done it before you and who've done it good and just mirror their strategy. So I found out that people were doing it, you know, people had like 50 units, they were renting out on Airbnb. I was like, oh, I got to talk to this person. So I did. And they showed me software where you could check out, you know, what suburb or what area is good, and which types of units are good, and, you know, which sort of area was good and what sort of time of the year was good. And I just adapted that and, got going.
While mirroring the strategies of other successful individuals is easier said than done, Collect shares the interesting way he gets to network with people who seem to be teaching exactly what he wants to learn about.
Actually, it's a bit scary, but have you noticed if you talk about something or you show interest in something and then your phone presents you with an ad that's relevant to you? I had a seminar with a couple of guys, a wife and a husband that was doing it. And I went to their seminar, I checked it out, and I thought to myself, oh yeah, it sounds pretty good. Then I just... there's this website called udemy.com.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Where you can find heaps of courses on pretty much any topic that you'd like to know more about.
Yep.
So I purchased a few of them and read a few books and got educated, basically.
Delving into the why rather than a how behind his portfolio building, Collette shares why his childhood played a big role in shaping his determination and drive to be successful.
I've been thinking about this for quite a while too. And I think it stems back to, at least in my case, to my childhood, how I was brought up and what I saw around me. So, like on one side, I see my dad's life where he has, you know, he's a business owner. He can, you know, he can pretty much take a vacation when he wants to. He has the freedom that allows him to live the sort of life that he wants to. Compared to my mom, where, you know, it's always struggling to meet ends meet to pay the bills, and vacation isn't like even something you talk about. It's just not existing. So I wanted to be able to, when I have kids, when I'm older, I want to be able to spend time with them and don't want to have to, you know, go to a job and be away for X amount of hours every day. I want to be there for my family. I want to be there for my kids. And I don't want to have the same limits that I saw my mom had when she was raising me and my brothers. So, I mean, money doesn't buy happiness, of course, but it does give you freedom. And you can sort of choose what you want to do with your life.
Continuing to think about the past, Collect expands upon the first property he spoke about in his previous episode, showing that it wasn't just a lack of funds that held him back from purchasing.
My father has never been very happy about anything that has to do with property, because he lost a lot of money back in the early 90s from a property deal. And that was a very stressful situation for my parents. So having him not being supportive of that or being very cautious of it obviously affected me. But, you know, you can't just rely sometimes only on your parents. You also have to rely on other people for education and values and all that sort of stuff. So it only initially held me back, but yeah, I got over that pretty quick.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Theodore Collette's property journey, talking about the tools he used to get ahead in the property game.
I mean, I wouldn't be the same person that I am today without the mentors that I've had. I think the internet is a great tool for this. I mean, you can pretty much access anything online.
The personal habit that has helped him become successful.
I think one of them is actually like a practical example of what we're doing right now. I like to engage in conversations with someone who at the time might be a total stranger to me, but nonetheless, I get a good feeling from.
his forecasts for the future property market in other parts of Australia?
I mean, in terms of like, it ticks the most boxes in terms of economic growth, job creation and population growth. I think it's a really good place. There's going to be a lot of things happening in Brisbane in the coming years.
And that's next. I'm Tarrant Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. While mentors were certainly pivotal in helping him along his journey this far, Colette shares that there were also a number of tools he used along the way to get in contact with people or educate himself on the topic of property.
I mean, I wouldn't be the same person that I am today without the mentors that I've had. I think the internet is a great tool for this. I mean, you can pretty much access anything online. I listen to people like Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Alan Watts, all sorts of people like on a daily basis. And I mean, you could pretty much just whatever area you want to get better at in your life, you can type it into YouTube, you can type it into Google, and you know, you'll find someone that you think, yeah, I like this person, what he has to say or what is, and you grow from there, definitely.
And the books he learned a lot from as well.
There's so many great books out there. One book that I would recommend is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yep, that's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. That's right. And basically, for those of you guys who don't know, this book was written maybe 80, 90 years ago, and it basically consists of 13 principles. If you follow these principles, you'll pretty much reach your goal no matter what. It's a great book.
Speaking of principles and advice to follow, Colette shares the phenomenal piece of advice he's ever received and tells us why we should follow it too.
Best advice I've ever received is also the most simple advice I've ever heard. It's turn your shoulds into musts and raise your standard. I think we all know what we should do in order to be more successful, be it in business, relationship, or health. Like, for example, we all know we should exercise and eat healthy. We should save more and spend less, but not all of us do. But if we raise our standards and turn every single should into a must, we will make an inner shift and take control of like the quality of our lives.
He also goes into detail about a simple yet personal habit he has that he believes contributes to his property success.
I think one of them is actually like a practical example of what we're doing right now. I like to engage in conversations with someone who at the time might be a total stranger to me, but nonetheless, I get a good feeling from. I follow my gut when it tells me to strike up a conversation with a particular person. And I mean, this has opened up a lot of doors to me and it's changed my life drastically throughout the years.
He shares an example of why this has proven to be a good habit.
For example, like back in when I was about 19 years old, I was at a bar having a couple of drinks during the day. And I saw this guy who looked, he was maybe 50, 60 years old. And he looked very wealthy. And I just walked up to him and I went, oh, yeah, I got this project going on. We need this much money. This is the sort of return. Could you picture yourself being a part of it? And he just looked at me like I was crazy, you know. But, you know, that turned into something. And I learned a lot from that experience and we ended up working together. So, you know, many times you sort of have like a conversation with yourself in your head when you're about to make a decision. Oh, no, don't do that or don't do this because of this and this and that. Whereas if you just shut that off and just do it, you never know what's going to come out of it.
Despite being so courageous to do such a thing at the age of 19, Colette shares that there is some advice that he'd like to give to his younger self.
I think I would tell myself to just keep pushing forward. Don't overthink stuff. Don't spend too much time thinking what could happen and what if and all that sort of things. Just do it. You know, it's a lot better to spend the time doing something than actually thinking about it. You learn a lot more.
With that in mind and knowing what he knows now, Paulette tells us what he's most excited for in his future journey.
I'm really excited about the future of Brisbane's property market. I believe there's a lot of potential in Brisbane. I think Melbourne and Sydney, most parts of it, has seen its glory days. And I think it's Brisbane's time to shine in a couple of years.
And what do you think attracts Brisbane now in this particular cycle that makes it attractive for people to invest into?
Well, I think first of all, it's affordable compared to Sydney and Melbourne, at least. You know, also, of course, the weather is always it's always sunshine over here. But I mean, in terms of like, it ticks the most boxes in terms of economic growth, job creation and population growth. I think it's a really good place. There's going to be a lot of things happening in Brisbane in the coming years.
With so much to look forward to and a whole lot more to come in his property journey, Collect delves into what he thinks his success this far has come from skill and hard work or from luck.
I find that someone else said this, but the harder I work, the more luck I get. It's a combination of both. Like you can work your ass off. You can work all the time, but you also have to work smart. Otherwise, you don't really get anywhere.
And what he thinks people need to do, not only to work smart and work hard, but to stay focused to achieve the things they want to achieve.
Depends on what you want to do, but like your network is really important. Who you know is so important, and you have to put yourself out there to get to know different people. You have to put yourself out of your comfort zone. Otherwise, you're just going to keep experiencing the same results that you've always been experiencing.
Thank you to Theodore Collette, our amazing guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.